Just as far as update on injuries, it was reported yesterday Elvis left the game, did not return, but MRI proved negative. It's a muscle strain, so that was good news. Any questions?
Do you see him being available with practice Wednesday?
You know, it's day to day, and we'll update you on Wednesday.
He had a couple scares injury wise in that game. It came Vaughn, Demarius, even 18 landed a little. What did you think when Manning?
He'll probably get a little grief about that, but I think his knee brace got stuck, and that was what it looked like on tape. But that was a little awkward looking, and I was glad to see him get back up quickly. How much do you find for that?
Not really.
I don't know. What is the policy?
Yeah. Don't you guys have a fine schedule here?
$50.
What's your right. Can of Diet Coke?
Pay for the pizza.
All right. Right.
Yes.
All right. You guys handle that, all right?
Kangaroo court. We prefer to keep those discussions in house.
I like. Okay. I'll take that one, Leggy.
We're not going to send us a letter though.
Can we compound it?
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you because we don't have to.
It is till Wednesday. You gotta report that Wednesday.
How was the homecoming? How was it overall, top to bottom?
It was good. I mean, I think in this league, anytime you get a W, you're happy, and so that part was good, and it was good to get back, see family and friends, and albeit not for very long. Most of those things are in the off season.
So you're saying this win is just like any other win on the schedule? No more important to you personally?
It counts as one. Right. So it's from that standpoint, yes, it's the same.
But you did get a game ball.
Yes. But I mean, I've gotten game balls for wins before too. Shoot, I gave a whole team a game ball after San Diego game.
Last week the players downplayed the fact that you were going back. You had a sense of satisfaction going back and winning.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, I haven't really thought about even how to answer these questions because I'm already on to San Diego, and so I just prefer just keep moving forward and focusing on San Diego, which I've already started to break down.
San Diego is an enormous swing game where a win, you're three games up with a tiebreaker. They win, it's one game up with no tiebreaker.
Right. Well, I think, they're going to look at all those things, too. And, I know we're 0-3 over the last times they played in our house. They're a good football team. People remember us coming back. I remember 24-0. So they're very capable. You looked at the yardage of yesterday's game, and, it was almost 2-1 in San Diego's favor. Had a couple things happen to him, one in the kicking game, an interception return that, really pretty much the difference, like most games are in this league where you turn the ball over. So, again, it's a division team. They're always huge. They're always almost count as two. And that'll be our approach.
What are your concerns with Willis fumbling a couple times and
No different than Trinidad Holiday when he fumbled. It's an area that, we obviously, it's not acceptable. He knows it. We know it. And, we'll emphasize that. I know Eric Studisville, our running back coach, will emphasize that. And there'll be a couple emphases this week on how to recover a fumble and then how not to fumble. Those are things that, showed up on game tape that we'll address this week in preparation for San Diego.
Did you talk to Holiday about not celebrating too soon?
Yeah, he's got full instructions from Jeff Rogers, our special teams coach, to bring the ball all the way back to him.
He has to turn the ball in to get the touchdown.
Yes. Bring it to the sideline, hand it to your coach.
Speaking of special teams, can you just say what your impressions are of your kicking game, Colquitt and Prater? They've kind of quietly been
You know, they were the same way last year, to be honest with you, Arnie. They're both very talented guys. Matt did miss his first field goal yesterday, but, you know, all in all, he's been clutch money, last season, so far this season. You know, the 53-yarder he made, that was a big kick at a big time, because you do give up field position if you miss that. So we have tremendous confidence in both of them. Aaron Brewer, our rookie long snapper, has been outstanding. So I think, the specialists as a whole, albeit one difference from a year ago, have been very solid, that have continued into this season as well.
When you went back on tape, did that ball go right over the post, or did the refs make the right call there?
Again, it was close enough. I think the wind was a little bit of an issue in that case. I think Matt realized it, and, I'm sure he'll learn from it.
I don't know if
It's over the goalpost, you can't.
You can't.
No, okay. No. There's been talk of them extending those things up further, but somebody else's decision.
What's the plan with DJ? I know he's eligible to come back. Will he come back on the roster?
We get an exemption for DJ this week. We're excited to have him back. He's a good football player. I know he's well-liked in that locker room. He's paid his dues, and we welcome him back. Excited to get him back. What his role exactly will be, will determine, will be, by how he practices and works back in. But we're excited to have him back, and we don't have to make a roster change till later, and we'll keep you posted.
When you, just as a general philosophy, you've got a defensive unit that's playing so well, as a coach, are you reluctant to, even though you got a guy with a lot of talent, are you reluctant to mess with the chemistry in a situation?
Again, I haven't seen him since the end of last season. I just know a season ago he was arguably our best linebacker. And, we'll work him back in. Richard Smith, his position coach, Jack and the rest of the defensive staff will look at him, see how he's doing. He's been working out hard with Luke Richardson, our strength coach. He's not been able to practice. He's been able to be in meetings. So we'll just see how it comes together. He's another guy we can draw from, and we'll see where it fits. Same when we get Tracy Porter back.
The other thing, kind of everybody's talks a lot about how the offense is getting so much better as they have time to work together, but the defense also looks like it's on a straight up arrow. And I was wondering, is that also just a time together kind of thing that seems to be coming together in the last?
Yeah, I mean, it's it's the ultimate of team sports. I mean, it's trying to get 11 guys to do exactly the right thing every play. And so, same thing in the kicking game. Trenton Holiday wasn't even in camp. It's been well documented on the other two sides, offense and defense, that, I think, we got a good group in that locker room, working hard every day in preparation, is the big reason why you see the results on Sunday. So if we can continue to do that, we'll continue to improve.
How much do you think DJ will be shaking the rust off? Because not only he missed the last 9 games, but he was barely used in training camp.
I don't know that. That'll be determined when we start practicing in preparation for San Diego on Wednesday. So, your guess is as good as mine, and I'm just looking forward to seeing where he's at.
How would you evaluate the offense yesterday?
Like every week, I mean, you strive for perfection in all three phases. You seldom get it, so... I think they played well enough for us to win, and I think in all three phases I could say that. But I think we can improve in all three phases as well.
What are your feelings on celebratory dances after sacks or other big plays?
As long as they don't draw penalties, it's an emotional game. You like guys to have fun, but as long as it doesn't hurt the team, I'm okay with it.
John, what's your message now? You've had some success here. You've got the winning streak you guys wanted and talked about a lot, the kind of winning streak you want. What's your message to these guys now?
Well, I mean, we're, Yeah, we're just partway through the season. You know, we're one game after halftime, and you know, albeit a good start, you know, we've strung four together, and you want to keep that going. You know, at the end of the day, you're trying to win to your division. We haven't clinched that yet by any stretch. So, I mean, really, it's what have you done for me lately? And we got a new test this week, so that's the message. You know, it's one week at a time. Try to improve every week. We've got our bar set pretty high, and we'll see where that brings us.
Were you close to letting Matt go for the field goal at the end of the first half? I know there were 9 seconds left. Was that just a little bit too much time?
Not really. We just didn't get really quite close enough to give him a solid attempt, you know. So it was something we were trying to get in field position to do, yes.
Coach, a lot's been made about J.J. Watt as defensive player of the year, but Vaughn's got to be doing something to at least challenge for that title at this point. What's your
opinion? Well, I think, you know, Vaughn's gotten off to a great start, no question. I can't speak for J.J. Watt because I don't watch him as much. Obviously, I watched him some when we were preparing to play them. He's a, you know, heck of a player. You know, Vaughn's a guy that continues to get better. Knock on wood, he's stayed healthy. You know, a year ago he had that thumb injury, and you know, he had to play kind of one-armed for, you know, part of the season. So, you know, again, you know, my stress point to every one of these guys is just getting better this week than we were last week, and that's not going to change much moving forward.
Are you surprised with how much he's improved even from last year to this year and as the years?
Not really. You know, I think he's obviously a very gifted athlete. You know, he's a great young man, and, you know, he's not afraid to work hard. And, you know, so nothing much he does surprises me.
Generally speaking, with the injury that Elvis has, mm-hmm. in your history coaching probably more than a few players have had something similar, what generally speaking is how long a guy might miss? Is it pain threshold? What is it?
You know, again, it's just let our medical people evaluate it. You know, our trainer, the doctors, has gone past them now. Now it's to the training room, and, you know, if he's healthy, he'll be out there. If he's not, he won't.
How about Robert Ayers? It seems like he handled the demotion pretty well and then played well in spots and then had a few problems.
You know, I think Robert probably had one of his better games, you know, since I've been here. You know, we have a lot of guys that intermingle in there. I mean, that get playing time, that, you know, have made impact plays, you know, from the Chris Harris's, the Tony Carter's, you name it. You know, sometimes there's some unlikely heroes. I thought Robert did an outstanding job stepping in. You know, when Elvis went down, his role obviously got bigger for that particular game. So, you know, that's all part of being a team. And I think, like I said, he had probably one of his better outings, I know, since I've been here.
Is this about how you thought the offense would come along and gel, getting on the same page?
You know, again, we're not there yet. You know, I mean, like I said earlier, you know, we're 9 games into this season with the 10th coming up. And, you know, I think I'd kind of like to wait to the end of the race to evaluate it. So we're, you know, that's where we are. We're 6-3.
Do covering tight ends drive you crazy?
Early in games, I think, have been more problematic. We've obviously got a very gifted one in Antonio Gates coming in here. You know, he gave us some fits in the San Diego game last time in San Diego. So, but, you know, they practice and get paid, too.